Big Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Hello, Nettie. Can you come over here right away? Yes, it is about Hope. I just went into her room and found a letter from her. I'll read it to you. Dear Ruth, as you probably guessed, I'm going away. That's why I said the things to you that I did. And I think you know I meant them from the bottom of my heart. Will you please give the enclosed letter to Nettie? I'll always remember you. Love, Hope. Yes, of course I'll wait, Nettie, but hurry.
It was just a few minutes ago that Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, discovered what Hope had meant when she talked to her before and phoned Nettie. Now, waiting in the living room, she hears his footsteps outside, goes to the door, and opens it.
Come in, Nettie.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
You're all out of breath.
Well, you told me to hurry. Now, what is it? What happened?
Well, in a way, I suppose it's my fault. I was inside writing a letter when Hope came in and talked to me.
Uh-huh.
She was quite upset, but I had something else on my mind, and it just didn't register at the time. Then when I went upstairs, well, here's the letter she wanted me to give you. That may tell you something.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
What, Nettie?
Dear Nettie, this is one of those times when I wish I was much smarter than I am, that I could put words together so that they'd really mean something and you'd always remember them. Perhaps you'll remember other things about me, though. A few good things we had together. And that will be something. Even better than what I'm trying to say here. Because I'm going away. This is goodbye. I think it's the best thing, especially now after what I discovered just the other day. I was always able to get along. I know I'll be able to manage now, even with this new responsibility. So don't worry about us. We'll get along, both of us. All my love, Hope.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
What do you think it means, Nettie?
I just told you, I don't know. I guess she has gone away, all right. This business of thinking it's the best thing after what she discovered the other day, I suppose that means that it's what I told her, that I didn't love her anymore.
You really think that, Nettie?
What do you mean? What else could it mean?
Well, what about the new responsibility she talks about? And what about that last sentence, we'll get along, both of us?
I guess she means the two of us. We'll get along even if we're not together. Ruth, you don't mean...
Yes, Nettie, I do.
A baby? You mean she's going to have a baby? Ruth, what are we going to do?
What do you want to do?
Do? I want to blow my brains out, that's what. I ought to be strung up or something for acting the way I did. Not realizing it... The way she's been looking, pale and worn out, not saying a word or anything. And now going off like this all alone. Oh, Ruth, I've got to find her. I've got to.
All right, Nettie, now quiet down and let's think about it. Where she could have gone. Now, she only left within the last hour or so, and that
means... The last hour. Oh, there are trains leaving all the time. She could be on her way to New York or California. I'm going to call the police.
How about calling the taxi companies first?
What?
Find out if a cab took her to the station.
Of course. I'll call right away. Oh, excuse me, Dr. Carl.
Oh, it's all right, Nettie. Oh, what's all the excitement? What's going on here?
Oh, Ruth will tell you. I haven't got the time. It's Hope. She's going to have a baby. I've got to find her. I've just got to.
What's that?
It's true, Dr. Carville. She left a note. Nettie's going to call the taxi companies. See if he can locate the cab.
Nettie, come in here.
What? No, please, Dr. Carville, I haven't got the time.
I'm trying to save you time. I said come in here.
What is it, Dr. Carville?
My car's outside. Here are the keys.
Oh.
Drive out to Somerville and try the Brookside Inn. Of course, she may not be registered under her own name.
That's where she is? Well, how do you know?
I thought you were in a hurry.
I am, but...
Well, go out there and try it. We'll cover this end, phone the taxi companies in the station.
All right, I will. And, if she really is there...
Nettie, phone us, will you, as soon as you find out?
Yes, Ruth. As soon as I have any news.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. And now let's go out to the Brookside Inn at Somerville. It's about a half hour later, and there, alone in the small room, is Hope. Wearing a negligee, she's just unpacking her bag, but doing it with a curious and intent look on her face, as if she were listening for something. Then, suddenly...
Hope! Hope! Are you in there?
Who's that? Who's there?
It's me, Nettie. Hope, Hope, darling.
Nettie, what are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing? Did you think I was just going to let you go away like this?
How did you know where I was?
What's the difference? I did find you. And I'm never going to let you... Can you ever forgive me? Can you?
For what, Nettie? I mean, what's there to forgive? You told me you didn't love me.
But that was before I knew Hope. And I didn't mean it. I couldn't have. Because as soon as I realized... Why didn't you tell me, Hope? Why?
Tell you what, Nettie?
That you were going to have a baby.
How did you know that?
Well, the letter that you wrote, that you left for me. Isn't it true? Aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Nettie. I didn't even realize it. I was so upset. I didn't want to tell you, want you to worry or anything. I was just going to go away. I suppose it must have slipped out because it was on my mind.
Why didn't you want me to know, Hope? Didn't you think I had a right?
Well, yes, Nettie, of course. I suppose I probably would have told you someday. Don't you see it wouldn't have been fair?
Fair?
You told me that you didn't love me. That you could never forgive me for what I did, the way I acted with my grandmother before she died.
Oh.
Well, you were right. Would it have been fair to come and tell you what had happened? Have you want to make things up for the child's sake?
But I had a right to know, Hope. And what about the baby? Would it have been fair to him to grow up without a father?
I didn't think of that. Well, just the same, it might be better than to have him grow up in a home where his parents didn't love each other. Where they just came together again because...
It's not true, Hope. It's not. I do love you. I swear it.
Nettie, wait a minute. Please, don't say that. Not yet. Not without thinking about it. This is important. In some ways, probably the most important thing that ever happened to either of us. We've had a lot of trouble, lots of fights. And most of them were my fault.
No, no.
Oh, yes, they were, Nettie. I know that. And you ought to know it, too. The reason I was going away was because I think that you'll be better off without me. And now, it would be a terrible thing if we got together again.
Listen, Hope. I know that I said a lot of things to you the other day about not loving you. Well, I didn't mean them. I couldn't have meant them because when I heard about this, about what has happened, I just went crazy. I had to find you. Now that I have, you've got to come back home with me. You've just got to.
Are you sure, Nettie? Really sure?
Yes, Hope. I love you. I love you terribly.
Oh, I love you too, Nettie.
Hope.
What time is it now, Dr. Carville?
11:15, Ruth.
Oh, Nettie must be there by now. Why hasn't he phoned? That taxi driver said that's where he took her and...
Oh, no. Take it easy, Ruth. I imagine they had a few things to say to each other before...
Oh. I'll get it. Hello? Yes, Nettie, what happened? Was she there? Oh, that's wonderful. No, of course not. You keep the car. Go home to your place. That's right. And, Nettie, tell Hope I'll come over to see her sometime tomorrow. Goodbye, dear.
Well?
Nettie found her there, and he's taking her home. I told him to keep the car until tomorrow.
Of course.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am. You didn't see her before she left, Dr. Carville. She was in a pretty bad state, but now I have a feeling that they may really work things out. After all, there's more than just the two of them to think about, and I think that Hope has changed, become a very different kind of person.
Oh, do you? I wonder. I still think she plans everything she's going to do very carefully. Well, you asked me before why I thought she might be out at Somerville. Well... On four different occasions today, she asked me some very specific questions. Did I know of any hotels out at Somerville? Did I know the Brookside Inn? And did I know if it was a nice place and whether they had any rooms available? Somehow, I don't think it was entirely accidental.
So even though Hope did run away, she left a very careful trail behind her. A trail that enabled Nettie to find her without any trouble at all. And that means, well, is Dr. Carville right? Has Hope really changed? And now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. John Scott speaking. Big Sister is a modern drama production.